Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. If you enjoy My Good Bad Brain, a podcast about mental health and being a person, and increasingly about who knows what the fuck. If you like being here and chilling in this place, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/mygoodbadbrain. Yeah, oh, the same theme song.
Welcome to My Good Bad Brain. I'm a normal person, so I'm insane. I've got depression and ADHD, but I'm doing better. Medicated me. I'm still not always sure whether I exist or what being a person even really is. But I figured out a long time ago that being alive is beautiful.
Hi. Hi. Rocking this one old school. You don't know. That would make a difference to you guys because I'm just usually, you just hear me talk. I plug into the computer and I talk these days, but now I'm on the Zoom recorder. Why does that matter? It doesn't. Hi, I'm Jarrett. This is My Good Bad Brain. It's a podcast about mental health and being a person. And I'm not sure what else it is. It's a place to hang sometimes. This is a brain breather episode, which is just what it sounds like. It's my brain breathing. I breathe with my brain. And hopefully in me sort of processing or whatever, you also have some rhythmic feeling about it that is positive, you know? You get something out of it. Maybe my meandering thoughts or personal revelations feel relevant to you or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know. You ever feel like, I wrote this thing in a poem once about like some, about, you know, people, a person I felt I knew, or an energy that some people have that like, once you became unafraid of so-and-so, this depth of somebody maybe in this particular poem, once you became unafraid, how nice it was to lie in their waters. And to feel their, I think I said something like, feel their waters breathe around your atoll or something like that. Just imagining being a little island. And it's just so nice sometimes to be in somebody else's waters. And I don't know, I think that's the brain breathers, at least, which I increasingly really enjoy doing, I think are becoming something like that, maybe. Sort of, I guess, splitting the difference between the dream tape that I did and these, and I don't know, maybe just kind of marrying that concept as My Good Bad Brain moves forward. My Good Bad Brain. I think we'll keep doing conversations, of course, and I'm excited to say that I've reached out to some of y'all who reached out back to me, and we're going to start having these convos with y'all, which I'm very excited about. I'm really excited about opening up this project with these other good bad brains out there. But in that sense, I guess, you know what I was thinking about? There's the Sleep With Me podcast, and someone was, I think that's what it's called. And it's this guy who just mumbles these nonsense stories and helps you go to sleep. And it's helped me in the past too. And I think I like the idea that my good bad brain for me. You know, it's interesting. I can only experience it from my perspective. I don't know what it is for the people who find it and listen to it. But for me, I think it's becoming increasingly artsy fartsy. And my experience of it is a place that I go. And sometimes I avoid going there, which is why I'm so late with things. I just avoid it. I avoid this pause. And you know, they tell you to meditate. People start these meditation practices or journaling or reflecting. For me personally, making this, I guess that's what this becomes. And I don't know. I hope, because I experience sometimes like the feeling that I'm reading someone else's diary or reading someone else's story. I don't know, it makes me think of, there's a video game called Life is Strange that had this energy that was like you were dreaming someone else's dream. And I think it would be really nice if the brain breathers could be that. And if my good bad brain could kind of be that more too. You know, at first I just talk frankly and openly, and I think that'll continue. But as I get weirder, as I get older, I think the way I talk to people is changing too. And like right now, I know that the tones of brain breathers are very different than the tones of the conversations with a person. And with the conversation with a person, you're really hearing me with a person. And with the brain breathers, you're hearing me with me, I guess. I think of it as you. I think of it as I'm talking to somebody else. But I guess that's the nature of how journaling or self-reflection works. I don't know. I just think it can be nice to lay in someone else's waters sometime. And maybe this can become that a little bit. Maybe I can make it nice and, you know, warm and chill. I've been playing with the piano a little bit more lately. Not really. I'm not really like, I still don't know the musical parts, but I just, as anytime I get an inch, I've always like loved lyrics and I have tunes in my head and I just like want to mess around with it so bad. And I just love it. But it's funny to come to things like late in life and just be daunted by this feeling, like not late, right? I'm in my 30s, but you know, things like music, I'm not a musician. What am I going to just say? Like, I'm a musician now. There's a weird feeling that I never expected to have when I was younger of like a barrier to entry that I set up for myself. And it has to do more also lately with, I wanted to talk, I guess, about this feeling of feeling fractured, feeling like your identity is so many different strange things and not knowing which one is you or where you should put your focus. Or more, that's not really true. I have found, you start out with an impulse or a dream, right? A vision. What are you going to do? I'm going to tell stories. I'm going to make movies. I'm going to do that, I guess. And then you kind of just pursue. You're like, I'll just make whatever. And as you keep going with your life and you take this job and then you take that job and then whatever, before you know it, you're doing things that have nothing to do with what you really care about. You're hosting random things or you're looking for the next gig to do creative on another company's big meaningless gig because you just need some money and you got to figure that out. Before you know it, you just lost. You're just not doing the thing that you did. You're losing, like, what is you? What is your creative impulse on this earth? What is your spark that you have to give up? Have to give up. I guess you do because you don't realize that you're doing it. So it would be a have to. You're just acting from your best impulses that you have. The most knowledgeable ones, the sum of your experiences, but you have to. You just shed the thing that you wanted to do. Forget. And then, you know, you do that whole, this is not my beautiful life, this is not my beautiful house thing. So, I don't like that. I've been having a real feeling of like, you know, you start learning more about the thing that you love and that you want to do. And you have to learn from people who are better than you. And you learn from the established practices. And sometimes you can forget that, like, a lot of the established practices came from individuals who had an idea or an impulse that did something original. And that became the standard practice in the craft. And that you can't do your work or your life or anything on any level according to the way other people would do it. at some point you need to shave those edges off. After you've learned other people's moves and you've learned other people's techniques and systems, at some point you got to like return and listen again and find the voice in you that does what you particularly want to do and see. What speaks to you, you know, what your preference is, what your thought to add to the conversation is. And I think that's like part of how we like get our identity all fractured. Cause you just start doing what you can, what's available, what you have to do. And then you forget about like what you want to do, what you dream to do. Rely so much on outside factors for my sense of identity. And so what a surprise it would be, right? Like who fucking saw that coming? That you never know who you are. Or not that, but you always feel like you're not being yourself. You're doing this job, you're doing this little project, do this, you have this success, and you're always just like, yeah, but it's not me. Nobody really knows who I am. Well, they're getting some idea who you are because you put all this stuff out. And then I put out such fucking eclectic, weird shit, and I can't distinguish in my brain the difference between something I want to do and something that seems like a good idea, something that I could do and I think would catch on or something like that. Instead of like what I want to, what I think should be there, that I want to be there and be involved with. So you feel fractured and you just feel like you're doing things that you don't want to or don't know if you want to. You don't know why you're doing them anymore, but you're somehow very far away from the place that you intended to be. So I guess I'm just trying to focus that up a little bit. It's funny. It's like it's such cosmetic, silly ways, but it feels like it makes a difference. And then, you know, I changed my Instagram, Jared Sleeper Poetry and Motion. I'm like, I'm just going to do, this is the thing people respond to the most here. My weird workouts and my, you know, home things sometimes. And so I'll just do that so people will know what this is and what this is for and they can come back to it. I don't know. Why has everything got to be a job? Why has everything got to have a title or like a little narrow thing? I don't know. But it helps, you know? It helps to know what's a bowl and what's a plate. It helps to know, like, do spoons go in this drawer or do forks go in this drawer, you know? It's weird. I think I'm so excited and reliant on dialectic concepts and ephemeral concepts just to, like, be okay with certain challenges, I guess, I experience that I really like thrown away. I've been afraid to admit how helpful it is to have things in a solid container, to know what a thing is and what to expect from it, from yourself or what's coming next. Yeah. Who are we? I didn't exercise for like 2 weeks. And that's like, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird. You get so, you're like, no, I'm a person who does this. And then you don't do it. You just feel out of yourself. Whenever I get out of touch with my body, I just feel insane. If I'm not being like a weird dog every day and just like stretching and rolling around and doing something, sweating, get my blood pumping, I feel insane. Just like, so fucking weird. I just feel like a ghost walking around, so disembodied. Do you feel that way? I mean, you can forget. You get so in this weird cocoony blanket of consciousness where you're just like, you don't know like what's even going on around you, what you're feeling, where you, what, I don't know. I've been feeling that. I guess I've just been feeling that so hard. I've been feeling like a ghost. Fucking have always had that feeling my whole fucking life. Being this ghost, this interloper. That's always been the word that jumped into my mind. Sometimes I would say alien, but ghost, interloper. That feels like more like passing through, observing, just, you know, a mist, just a mist. And I guess that's why it became so important to go like, no, I'm meat. I sweat and I bleed, you know? I got to do those things. I got to, that line, you know, in the Shakespeare play, one of the Henrys, stiffen up the sinews, summon up the blood. Why is that so important? I mean, I guess a million reasons is obvious, but I have like three modes And the one I do the most nowadays is just like plug into my little pod at my desk, you know, like hook into my console, and then I edit and I read things and I watch things and I listen to things, and your body does nothing and you just like melt into this place. I was thinking, I was joking with a friend about how stupid and bad LinkedIn is and how I never signed up for it. And I signed up for it like last year because I was like, oh, I'm going to be professional now. I got to find some work. So I've done a lot of things. Now I will do this thing where the business hangs out. And then you find out it's just Facebook, but worse. And I got to say, there's something actually really reassuring that like Facebook and social media and all that shit is such a blip maybe on our human radar that we're all starting to go like, yeah, you know, who really hangs out on Facebook all fucking day? You know what I mean? Kind of sucks on there. It feels like a lot of bots and just like maniacs and like, yeah, I think I'm good on with the Facebook. And you start to go back to this real world thing. Yeah, people are just on LinkedIn all day. I don't know. It feels really fucking weird there. I'm going to stick to the people I know in the real world that I meet in the real world. I think that's what I'm going to do. And it's kind of like nice and reassuring that we would, you know, return back to this more analog existence. Oddly reassuring. Yeah, but I guess I'm returning there to my boring practices. Just moving my fucking body again. Trying to be in the world. Trying to do what matters to me. How do you fucking figure that out? I don't know. And my ADHD is the worst at this. It's like so fucking useless. I can't stay interested in something for longer than 2 months. 2 weeks, really, you know? And I'm like all jazzed. Oh, I'm doing this thing. Here I am. Oh, I'm doing this thing. Ah. And then like, 2 months later, your ADD is like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm busy though. I'm really busy. Gosh, golly. I guess that's maybe part of the moving around and being alive again thing too. Just try to embody again. Same thing. Man, this one's nonsense. I'm avoiding something. I'm definitely avoiding something because I haven't been able to think any thoughts lately. Surface ones, bad ones, old tapes, those kinds of things are all fine. All my go-to answers and responses. But I can't, like, I'm sitting here talking, doing a brain breather. Let's do a brain breather. Have some thoughts. Let's do a brain breather. You've avoided it for a week. Do it now. Okay. And I can't think thoughts. And this has been a thing for like weeks, I think, where I just like can't think thoughts. I just feel like so numb and weird. Something feels so off in my life right now. And I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to like scratch through to it right now on this fucking recording. I don't know that's going to happen. But I think I'm just like actually feeling this void because this brain breather is forcing me to sit here and do that. And it's freaking me out a little. What is going on with me? I don't know who I am, you know? Supposed to have those answers figured out to some degree. I don't think that answer needs to stay the same forever, of course. I don't mean I think you figure it out when you're like 25 and then stick with that. But I think being able to have an answer and then allow that to change as it does over time. But I don't know. I'm feeling a lot like a ghost lately, including just those thoughts that I'm here. I'm here for nothing but to observe and to float through. It doesn't feel depressed. It's not the same as depression. I do feel a little overwhelmed in a paralyzing sort of type of ADHD way sometimes, just not knowing where to go next on the canvas of fucking, you know, life and whatnot. But I don't know who I am. And I am feeling super fucking weird about that. I have the people who love me and know me who they can tell me who I am. And so that's good. I will think about turning to them about this. I have this pod. I have you guys. I'm like, okay, I'm a little bit of a crazy person, and I talk about it openly into the void, on the other end of which there are other people like me who are seeking, who may already know some things, maybe who are scared also, but inexplicably and not concretely. Anytime I figure out something I'm afraid of, I'm able to name it. And then when I name it, it's no longer scary. It's just a problem. It's just a tactical thing I need to deal with. But when I can't fell what I'm fearful of, I don't fucking... you can't... I don't know. It just encroaches. It just creeps onto everything. These big epiphanies I've been having about, like, not trying my hardest, because then I'd have to find out if I fucking actually have it in me or not to do with the things I want to do. I don't know. Like, if you always leave something in the tank, you always got a little excuse. That is bearing fruit, as I feel like unsure where to go, unsure what I'm doing. So unsure. Maybe the reason I avoided doing a good bad brain is just because I'm so fucking empty. I don't know what to fucking... I have nothing useful to say. And so, I don't know. Here I am just saying my useless nothingness, my emptiness. I'm fucking like trying to think thoughts right now. I worry. Do you guys... I worry about people around me so much. In like a useless way. Just fearful for like harm befalling them. Sadness, loss. You know? Fear. I'm so afraid for their feelings of that they're having. And what's gonna happen, you know? Because it's all like not good on a long enough timeline. Wow, I'm feeling so pessimistic lately. But again, it doesn't feel depressed. I always feel like depressed feels like, yeah, but maybe it is. Maybe I am having a weird thing. You know, just having only bad tapes about myself. Just about like how fucking... The bad ones, you know, the ones that are like, what a fucking useless piece of shit failure you are. Those ones that like just go off. And they work like tapes, you know. I can't figure out what I'm feeling. I feel like I'm like losing sight of... I don't know what the fuck I even want to do. I just want to make weird art, you know? I make weird movies. That's it. And I guess that's it. Like that simple thing is like, I'm so far from doing that. For some reason, I've just avoided it. And then you're like, oh, not really, Jared. You're not really that far from... You have all these things that you're doing and you can point to all these things. There's a poster you just put on the wall of a thing you made. Oh, no. It doesn't matter, you know? It's just like this fucking void in you sucks it up. So I'm trying to build more flesh instead of void. Maybe that's why I return to the body stuff. Like the void just feels like the ghost. And if I just build a body, I used to think about that. I have this like absurdist thing in my head about like a ghost that haunts like a gym in the middle of the night because it has to build itself a body. It's a literal bodybuilder. So stupid. But I do think of that sometimes. Just this weird ghost. Need to build myself a body. I don't feel normal. I don't mean for me. I mean like for the things. I think so many of us aren't normal though. So maybe normal is not even the right word. I don't think it's important to be normal. I don't. Feel I don't feel like optimizable. Like the optimal way people seem to be, who can read things and learn from them and change and make choices and thrive, I don't know, live and exist in the world. I feel like I'm like growing agoraphobia or something. Not really. It's the opposite. It's not like I'm afraid of going outside. I just don't like to leave my weird bubble. Fuck, I'm disappearing into the shadows, you know? I'm doing that thing. I'm melting. I'm fucking disappearing. I'm leaning into the ghost thing and it's fucking weird and bad. Man, it's fucking weird and bad. Okay. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. This has been rambly and strange. I know it got dark and weird. Kind of, as I'm realizing this ghost feeling that took away. Here's what we're gonna do. Okay, in the hopes of saving this lukewarm bath. You know that part when you're taking a bath and you laid there long enough and the water gets like too cold and maybe drains a little bit too, so you're like halfway out of the water and you're just kind of, oh no, it's getting too cold. So let's put some hot water back in the tub. This is the thing. I've named the fear. I'm not being myself. I'm letting myself disappear and I'm becoming this ghost and I'm trying to dissolve. Why am I trying to do that? Because I want to avoid something that would be difficult but rewarding. Being a person who is me and not just a ghost that figures out how to do the other things the way other people do. Now, here we go. I am building a body again. I am returning to the earth. I'm just going to be myself. I'm not going to be impulsive, but I'm going to listen to the voice inside me, which has given up trying to get me to hear it. The one that is me. I'm going to listen. I'm going to trust the instincts, but not the impulses. I'm going to trust the instincts, not the impulses. The impulse is the response to a stimulus, a button that's been pushed. The instinct is like the motherboard under it, the one that can respond and feel everything going on and make a wise choice. I will listen to the instincts, not the impulses. And I'm going to build a body. And I'm going to come out of this ghost hole. I'm going to claim myself and I'm going to proclaim the visions out in the world that I will use. I will use them like handholds that I'm shaping as I am placing them. And I will climb out of being a ghost on these handholds. I'm going to put my visions in the universe. I am going to be a person who only gets to be on this earth in this version of me, this one fucking time. Yeah. I'm going to build a body. I'm going to build a body. Let us all exist more. Yeah. Let us all just be ourselves more. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, self-care, hydrate, you know. I got some poems come for some people on the Patreon. Thank you for being patient. I'm a weird creator. Sometimes I'm very blitzy and sometimes very slow. It's ADHD, but I've been thinking about them like every day. Not just thinking about doing them, like thinking about them. There are two pieces and I'm excited about them, but whatever. And then check out the Instagram stuff. Let me know if you like the poem things. Yeah. Trying to be in the world. You're allowed to be funny and weird. You're allowed to be serious and silly. You're allowed to be goofy and suave. You're allowed to be beautiful and fucking gross at the same time. You're allowed to just fucking be. I mean, I'm seeing my therapist this week too, so that's probably good. It's probably good timing for that. Check in the psych. Yeah, and then I'm going to be talking to some of you very soon. So some of you got some emails in your inboxes, I guess, already. And I'm excited to talk to you guys. I really am. I want to invite this in. I want this to be different. Yeah, let it keep growing. Our good, bad brain, you know? I don't know. It might be hard to change the title. Kind of set there. But it's like the shared brain. The monomyth, the monobrain. I don't know. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Self-care. Hydrate. Bye. Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to My Good Bad Brain. This is Jared, obviously. Check out the page. This is My Good Bad Brain. And leave reviews. And just tell me what you like about this or don't. Just fucking... You know, let's do this fucking thing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.